welcome to Bringing Out the New You to Play in the New World. And the reason we call it Bringing Out the New You to Play in the New World is because that's what exactly what we're doing. We're coming out to play in our new world. The world has been changing. I mean, look at it. The time that we're doing this live stream, look what's happening globally right now. You know, some of us are really intense in a lockdown and going through all types of different experiences and so forth. And there is a lot of information and through the mainstream media and so forth about what's really happening or what their interpretation of what's happening, and a lot of push of what's going on in regards to, you know, you have to be careful that we can have this nasty virus or whatever else is going on. And, you know, things can go a certain way. And really, when we look at the beautiful dance that's taking place at this time, it's really giving us the opportunity really to slow down, spend some quality time with ourselves and some particular individuals that are very close to you in the sense of being in your family dynamics, if there is any. But also to maintain a certain level of connections with others, even though you're not meeting in person, but you may be connecting in other methods. So really now what we're looking at this point is that we're going through a transformation. And this transformation was all set up in a way where we collectively have agreed upon to really embark on a really massive change. And the change, of course, always starts with us, and of course, it's reflected in the tapestry of the dance of what we call planet Earth and all the beautiful playmates that we have on the planet. And everything has been so instrumentally put together for us to be having the opportunity to play in a very completely different level and give us the opportunity. So bringing the new you, because what's really going on? We are changing. We have been changing for a while now, but now we've really expedited a lot of changes within ourselves to move forward in a very powerful way. Now, of course, we have gone through changes in the playground too. So right now, Gaia itself, the planet, is emanating or streaming through us and supporting us either in organic 3D and organic 5D state, which is something that we really never had a chance to experience on our journey so far. So this is all new to us that started at the end of basically the middle of September to bring us to this point, but we also had taken out of the equation the inverted matrix and so forth. So now here we are. We started January 2020, and so far here we are, almost the end of March, and things have been really moving along in a very powerful way. Now, some people may look at it and say, well, no, it's looking like the world is getting worse. No, it's just getting destabilized. Certain opportunities are playing out right now. And for us to have an opportunity of downtime, or in some cases, some people are more active because they're the roles that they may be playing in their work or their careers or whatever it is, where they are, you know, facilitating with all of the stuff that's going on. Regardless, all of it is there. So is the world falling apart? Absolutely not. It's being modified because we've agreed to do so. And we are modifying ourselves. So really, more than ever, you know, we are in a perfect environment that we've co-created to go through all of this beautiful change that we're experiencing at this time. And as we move along throughout the year, we're going to notice more and more of what we're aligning with, because things are going to change accordingly. And of course, you know, there's a lot of information, but that's where we say, you know, you have to go in and tune in and say, okay, what resonates, what doesn't resonate? And you have to understand what resonates may resonate today and maybe not so much tomorrow, because at that point you needed to have that experience. And then, you know, as you broaden or expand or your awareness grows or and you have a higher access of self-enlightenment, enlightenment, then you're going to notice that whatever was there before is no longer matching. So you're constantly upgrading. So right now, more than ever before, we have the call within ourselves to truly embrace the human experience in our true design. Because we haven't for the most part, been experiencing ourselves in our authentic, true design of what our bodies are capable, what our human entities are capable, and what our souls are capable, and the power of the mind that it has. You know, I know we still have the critic within ourselves, what you call the ego mind, which is the software program that still reminds us of the 2D inverted, 3D inverted matrix world. But we're moving through that too. And that's kind of part of the stuff that we're going to do today throughout the workshop. So we're here together today for the next 7 hours to be able to play in ways where we can bring ourselves into that more natural state of being, not only embodying the physicality, but to operate in our authentic design, our true design. Because all of us have come here very, very powerful purpose. Now, I know we don't want to confuse what that means, because a lot of people at points in time would say, what is my purpose? Well, your purpose, no matter what you've arrived, you have come and you already started playing it, whatever that was, because our purpose is not rigid and saying, this is it. It may say, okay, this is the role you need to play. However, before you can play the role, you have to go through all these stages and steps for you to learn from, to expand, to get a deeper understanding, and so forth. So the very first thing we come in to do is to experience life, to experience being in a human physicality at this time, or the time we entered, because each and every other previous incarnation is always going to be different, because the energies of the planet was different, the energy of the collective was different, and you were different in very many ways, including the body. The energies that were running at that time was very different than what it is today, and that's going to continue to change along the way. So here we are. We are on this particular playground right now. So you've come here to play. You came here to learn about the human experience, to embody the human experience, to go through, you know, even the inverted matrix, 2D, inverted 3D, which we have all agreed to take on as part of our experience, and then to really transmute it, move through it. And that's where we're going. So right now, we've been going through the stage of experiencing the human experience in the old way. Now the new you is coming through. The new you is a representation of the highest level of you coming to the surface. So right now, we have to understand, and we've started this in stages, of course. We started in 87, then 2012, and now in 2020, we've gone through each of the stages. So we're going through a very amazing, powerful, shifting opportunity. This is when it gets super exciting, because every aspect of you is excited at this point in time. Except the ego mind, which is kind of dubious and likes to play the polarized opposite role of it. But every other part of you, your body's excited. Your human entity is excited. Your soul is excited because it feels great. Now I get to play in new ways, and I can experience the transformation, because the body is re-encoding itself. It's actually changing from carbon to silicate to crystal, and it's going through all of those stages energetically. The DNAs are being reactivated at different stages and different components, which we'll do some more during the workshop. We're also having the souls coming in and lighting itself up, in the sense of saying, okay, we want to play in a bigger way. And the human entity is super excited, because in essence it's saying, okay, I'm going to bring all my skills of each and every incarnation that I've had, I'm bringing it in fully right now. And anything that I've carried over or anything like that, I'm going to move through it as quickly as possible. So we're going through in a very powerful way through all these transformation. So the call within ourselves to really align with that is big right now. People are feeling it. They're feeling it, especially with stuff that's going on in their life, where they feel, you know, they can't stay in the same patterns and the same way of living life as they have before, because it doesn't resonate any longer. So, of course, some people feel the calling very strongly. And when I say the calling, it's the nudging, the noticing that your preferences are changing, the way you feel about the journey of life, and feeling inclined to go from one direction to another, to really shift the way you experience your life. This is what it's feeling right now. So many of us are feeling that. Now, of course, we are still having programs coming up, you know, programs, patterns, and so forth that, you know, kind of create that opportunity for us to say, okay, you know, I still have some of the stuff that was created in the 2D, inverted 3D, and inverted matrix state, which I now understand that it served me and it brought me where I am today, but now I'm going to utilize it to move forward in a much more powerful way. And that's kind of what we're doing. So that's that we're going to play with today for sure. And we're going to go through some of those programs. We're going to go through some of the things that we require to let go of. And we're letting it go because it no longer serves. Not that there was anything wrong with it, that we have to condemn it or compare it or anything of that nature. We're very different today. What we were before is very different than right now. But what was there and whatever choices we made, whatever experiences we had, was absolutely perfect. And I know the ego mind is going to say, absolutely not. They're going to, it's very polarized. It's saying, that was good, that was bad. How could such a thing happen to me and that be good? Well, when you're looking at it from a higher perspective, when you're looking at from the soul, you're looking at from even the human entity to a certain degree, it sees an experience as an experience. It does not see as a good experience, a bad experience, a horrible experience that I played victim or victimized or anything. It doesn't see that. It sees the dance of life. It sees the opportunity to play. And because we are mortal, infinite beings, we're source itself in the very essence of all existence. In that state, when we're connected to that, we don't give any power whatsoever, not even the smallest amount, to the value, the idea that in one way or another, there was good or bad or wrong or right about anything. The experience is an experience. And every experience, if you really pay attention, has brought us to the next level of moving forward. So back to the whole thing about the purpose. Well, that was part of our journey of the purpose, going through all of these stages, going through all of these experiences, and having the opportunity to really, really go into the depth of feeling and experiencing all of that. So realistically, right now, we're perfectly where we need to be collectively and personally. Now we're just time to move it forward in a big way. Because what's happening, the game of life is totally changing. It's a very different way of life. And we feel it. We feel it that we can't play the same old way. We can't be the old you. And the old you is very defined. The old you is very labeled from previous experience. We're going into dropping those labels, bringing the new you into the game of life, and really changing the game of life. And look at it right now. The game of life has changed in a very powerful way. And it's not going to end at that because there's going to be other things that are going to come into play. So a lot of the things we're going to notice within ourselves and our external reality, which is still part of us, also we're going to notice with other brother, sister souls, playmates that are part of our lives. Some we have labeled as family, others we have labeled as friends, co-workers, whatever, right? We're going to notice what things used to apply before, that used to work before, what was something that you actually could play the game in is changed. And it's pushing us out of the comfort zone. But there's a beauty about that because we experience two parts. We're going to notice that as it's time to move out of whatever, we're going to feel more and more uncomfortable in our old world, more and more uncomfortable in our old state, more and more uncomfortable of playing individualized roles rather than being more of our true self in our experience. So you're going to feel the discomfort there. But then, of course, the ego is going to project the idea that if I go into something different, it's scary. So that feels uncomfortable. But right now, what you're noticing, the level of uncomfortableness is getting accentuated to a certain degree in one direction because of the fact that it's overriding as much as possible the uncomfortableness that we may experience in the sense of going into something new. So we're here to embrace this new world that has been presented, that we are collectively agreed. So the question I ask you, are you ready to embrace, first of all aspects of yourself? That is the body, the human entity, the soul, and your overall consciousness, which is made up of the mind and everything that's playing out, and start living life on the terms that you've designed within yourself in the original coming into the dance of life. Choosing to say, okay, am I ready now to really step into that part of me? I'm accepting every part of it. I align it. I'm going to create a new reality. Because what happens as you do more of that, all the discomfort starts to fade away. All of the alignments start to come into play. And you're going to feel light yourself lighting up, because you're going to feel more excited and ecstatic about the experience. And for the very reason that you are here now aligning to the next stage of your experience of life. And this is why you've decided to come and be part of this play shop / workshop. And the reason I say workshop, because we will be doing some work on ourselves in a playful way. We're not here to make it challenging. Now, I do recommend, if you don't have a pen and paper handy, have one handy, because we're going to go through some of the stuff, processes and everything else that will come in handy to have with you.